forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the ravers. Hey guys, what's that, Marie?
Am I here? Okay.
I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear you either. Where were you? You're like under your mic, fishing around for something. What's going on over there?
Not much. You?
Not much. No Jimmy James today.
No Jimmy. I know. Just me and you.
I guess he had interviews today.
Really?
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
What's that fuzzy
on
noise?
A Saturday?
You hear that fuzzy noise?
No, I don't.
Is that my... Maybe it's my headphones.
It's your head.
I'll figure it out. If you hear fuzzy noises, let me know. 617-627-3398. 3800.
You sure he didn't have like a wedding or something to photograph or, I mean, interview on a Saturday?
I'm not sure. Okay. I mean, I don't really want to. I don't, you know.
Okay.
He's not leaving the show, I don't think. No, he might be looking for another job, but maybe even something not in radio. Would you believe that?
No, I wouldn't. Oh, I hear it now.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
It's like a little...
It might be my CD. We'll try and figure it out. We lost another great one this week. Local great one. Morgan Huke.
Morgan.
Big voice here at WMFO for years.
And he joined us for a few afternoons, a few Saturdays.
Yeah, well, many actually.
Yeah.
He was music director here for a while.
How many years? 20?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you how many years. I mean, he was here for many, many years, but he was music director for at least a few years, and he would get a lot of CDs sent in to him.
Still does.
Signed to Morgan Huke, and yeah, there's still CDs come in here to Morgan Huke. There's some in today. So, he's still here. Morgan Huke,
no.
We'll miss you. We love you. He's still here, there, and everywhere. This goes out to you, Morgan.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the year, changing my
90.5 WMFO in Medford. No live guests today, but we have a great interview coming up.
We do.
I got word in that Walter Lohr will be calling in at 2:30 p.m.
All right.
Walter of the Waldos.
The Waldos.
His current band, and of course, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Big fans here. If you're in the dark about those guys or just listening to me for the first time, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, great band. If you don't know them, you must know of New York Dolls. If not, get out of here. Johnny Thunders was the lead guitarist for New York Dolls, and I sometimes think I like the Heartbreakers better than New York Dolls. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
Put them right side by side. I don't know. It's just better.
Well, Dolls were definitely, I don't know.
They were groundbreaking. Yeah, they were the first.
You knew you were seeing stars when you saw those guys.
Yeah, they were something different. That's right.
But Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreak is awesome. One of my favorites. And Walter Lohr sang a lot of stuff in the first couple albums, anyway. And yeah, it's good stuff. So we'll be playing some of him later when he calls in, more around the time when he calls in. He's supposed to call in around 2:30.
Okay, I'll be here.
New York time. In Boston time, right here in Medford, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here is Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers from the Ramport Studios, all by myself.
All by myself. All by myself. Not everybody. everybody's second home. Always trying to keep me alone. An easy way to lose it all. Always having all those feels over by the west side rails. But I don't really need that now. I never really did anyhow. I only really need it out. Say the things you say. Please turn out the light. I get a sick confusion headache trying to figure out who's right. Dreaming on the silver screen, waking up your plainclothes man. You little bastard, little done. And I'm so unsurprised.
101.5 WMFO in Medford with Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes with Shapes of Things live at the Greek a few years back. The Senders in there with The Shape I'm In. Elliott Smith, Independence Day. And before that, his former band, Heat Miser, The Plain Clothes Man. Beatles in there, Glass Onion medley, if you will.
That's what that was?
Yes.
I was wondering.
My little Glass Onion medley. And Beatles here, there, and everywhere. I should say Morgan Hughes medley. That goes out to him.
Morgan.
He owns that now. Leslie's like, you know, she's pissing me off over here.
You gonna tell me why, or are you just gonna...
This woman, Rosie.
Rosie, yeah. Just chiming in.
She's on Facebook. She's going, something's wrong. Something's wrong with the computer. I'm going, whoa. Oh, man, I don't even want to answer her, but she's like, why is it playing the Beatles over and over and over again?
Oh, that, the medley?
I don't know if she's saying it. Just a couple minutes ago she said that. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Because that medley had layers of different songs.
I don't know, but you wouldn't still be playing a couple minutes ago. I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know
either. I mean, it's streaming. I just looked at the stream. It's fine here.
Maybe
you know,
she's a
I don't know. I said, please double check before you say the broadcast is bad. She's like, I'm not saying the broadcast isn't bad. What the hell are you saying? You're saying I'm repeating the Beatles over and over again. That would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But are you listening to it? She keeps going, it's showing in the window. Yeah, but are you actually listening to it? I gotta tell.
Oh, maybe, yeah. The link doesn't always match up to what's being played.
What is her problem?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll figure that out. Maybe she'll call in. Who knows? Hopefully not. Yardbirds! That was Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes doing the Yardbirds. So now we'll go into the real thing. We got Walter Laura calling in an hour or so.
Yeah, we do. And we need requests. It's posted on
617-627-3800. What else is going on? Oh, we got a movie we're doing tomorrow.
You're doing...
Okay, I'm gonna invite people if they think they're look like they're college partiers.
Yeah,
just tell them to go down
better,
there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you how to get in a movie if you feel like driving to Mansfield. Might be too late today, but you can definitely get in it tomorrow.
I think it starts at noon tomorrow, so it's not even.
I don't know.
I'll
look at the event page and I'll come back and tell you right after the Yardbirds.
Thank you.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Hey, I'm Brian Young. And that's Marie Michelle.
That's me.
And that was the Yardbirds on MFO. So, yeah, tomorrow there is a movie being filmed. It's, I think it's his first movie, Roland Korshidianzadeh. I think I digged all right.
He needs a stage name.
Roland Korshidianzadeh. Lots of consonants in this name.
And syllables. Lots of syllables.
Yeah, we had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and he's having this, he's making a movie, What's in a Fortune. It sounds like a kind of a neat idea he has. He wrote it, he's directing it, you know.
And he's basing, the movie's about someone who bases their life on a fortune cookie? It's something like that.
I don't know the details, but it's, you know, it sounds like Twilight Zone-ish with a fortune cookie, something, you know.
Gotcha. And he ends up at a college party somewhere, right?
Well, there's a couple college party scenes in the movie. There's supposed to be one in the fall and one in the spring. And today they're filming in Mansfield. They're filming the fall one, the fall party, a college party. And tomorrow they'll be filming the spring party. And, he's looking for extras. I know a lot of people, not too many people signed up on the event page. I hope he got enough people down there.
Will it be an actual party? Like,
he says, okay. We're shooting two co-ed frat parties for What's a Fortune and for What's in a Fortune. That's the name of the movie. One takes place on New Year's Day, the other takes place in May. Oh, New Year's Day, so okay. One's in the winter, one's in the spring. We'll be recording the winter party on April 2nd on the summer, and the summer party on April 3rd. So, they're filming the winter one right now, summer party tomorrow. If you're interested in being an extra and can be free for all of at least one of these days, preferably all of them. Well, you can't do that now. Then you're more than invited. Bring friends, too. The more extras we can get, the merrier. One of you may even get a speaking role. Woo! Afterwards, we can hang out and have a real party. That's what Roland says. Are you buying the beer, Roland?
No.
He footing the bill for this party? I don't know. I told him I'd come down, though. I'll wear something schwanky.
You do have 80s attire?
He didn't say it's 80s attire.
Okay.
I just commented earlier. Now they're going,
but
huh? Because I never even said that.
What's that?
Now they're all going, huh? Because I never even said that. I said to you off camera, what did he say on here about 80s?
I thought it said 80s when I was reading it.
Yeah.
Of course I can't find it.
Yeah. No, he just made some comment. He said something a lot about being stuck in the 80s, but...
But not the movie.
He didn't say the movie's...
Like, we're stuck in the 70s,
I don't know when the movie takes place. I don't. It could be right now. It could be 1920, and I'll be
That'd
really...
Be fun.
I'll be really silly looking, and... maybe, I don't know. Bell bottoms in 1920. not pinstripe. I got wide stripe bell bottoms.
That would be 60s. You got to find a 60s movie.
I got to wear some funky shades too. No, not 60s. Just maybe a throwback. A party guy. A raver.
A raver.
I'll be a raver. Oh, so the address. The address you're all waiting for. How come the calls aren't? I'm sure.
It's very quiet in here.
I thought the phones would be lighting up about this crazy movie you can be in. It's at 10 Fuller Place, Mansfield. And it says at 11:59. So, yeah, I guess be there.
At noon.
Be there at noon. 10 Fuller Place, Mansfield, Massachusetts. If you want to be an extra in a movie, be there tomorrow, noon, and I'll be there. Now back to the music. Walter R. calling in.
Yeah.
2:30. Calling in, not coming. I wish he was coming in. Who's coming in? Do we have a mystery girl today? Who's the mystery girl? Is it you? Are you the mystery girl?
I can't do impressions. I can't do accents. I can't get away from the Boston accent.
Who knew? Who are the mystery girls? Lighthouse on MFO.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's masscann.org.
Mystery girl. But who's the one who wanna kick it on the floor and tryna treat it like a scatter rug? I'm talking about love. Like a mystery girl. And who's the one who wants to kick it on the floor and try to treat it like a scatter of love? I'm talking about love. And I wanna know. So you better tell me. What do you know? What do you know about love? Mystery girl. And who's the one who wanna kick it on the floor and try to beat it like a scatter rug? I'm talking about love. And I gotta know. So why don't you tell me? What do you know?
Right now we bring you one of Britain's biggest international star groups. Their latest song's yet another hit for them. It's called Days, The Kinks.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light, the light's on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life, days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the days, those endless days of sacred days.